This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, public approval is rising for the Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. That story right after this short message.
Experience all Liberty University has to offer November 12th through 14th at a very special College for a Weekend. We're tweaking our usual programming to give you all the excitement of life at Liberty while keeping you and our community safe. Plus, it's free. Attend informational sessions and panel discussions to get your questions answered, enjoy meals in our award-winning dining hall, receive enrollment assistance, and connect with other future Liberty students safely. Text LUCFAW to 49596 to register. Again, that's LUCFAW to 49596.
Monday, October 12th began the confirmation hearing for President Donald Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The Senate's committee hearing to fill the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat began Monday morning at 9 a.m. and will continue through Thursday, the 15th. In a poll from Morning Consult / Politico, support for Barrett becoming a Supreme Court justice before the election has grown in all groups polled. Even broken down by political parties, there is a 10% increase among Democrats up to 24%, Republicans up to 77%, and Independents up 8 points to 36%. Judge Amy Coney Barrett has been presiding over the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals and has been serving in that role since her appointment by President Trump in 2017. She has been on the president's shortlist for the Supreme Court since 2018, when Justice Brett Kavanaugh was chosen. Reportedly, Trump said about Barrett that, "I'm saving her for Ginsburg." The Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by Republican Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, and then the ranking member from the minority party, Dianne Feinstein, had their opening statements, and then the remaining senators in the committee had their time to talk for 10 minutes each. And then Amy Coney Barrett was able to share her opening remarks. The Republicans do have a 53-member majority, but Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska have both said that they want the Senate to wait until after the election to move forward with the Supreme Court nominee. The Republicans only need a 51-vote majority to confirm Barrett, and even if it would come down to a tiebreaker, the vice president would break the tie. In Psalm 37, King David wrote, "The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is on his heart. None of his steps shall slide." Pray that as the hearing is going on, that wisdom will be spoken and that the law of God will truly be on our next Supreme Court justice's heart. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.